underground preacher to the underground church. And we're going to talk about the name, the true name of God. And if you're listening carefully, I'm just going to give it away right here, right now. The true name of God is...
Baga!
Yeah, that's the true name of God. And in case you didn't catch it, the true name of God is Dada. Oh, God. Yeah. Now, actually, the true name of God, if you read the Bible, you will find that when he talked to Moses, he said, go tell him, I am send you. I am who I am. Then you keep on reading your Bible, you will see that, you know, in new translations, you have the names where they say, what is it? Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Elohim. So, and when you translate it, you will see that it says, God my provider, God my healer, God my banner, God the creator. Because the name they gave God was in reference to something God has accomplished in their lives that they could not do. Like, if I remember clearly, the name which is found in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, Yahweh, Yahweh, as it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord it shall be provided. The reason why Abraham said that is because he was about to sacrifice his son. And God told him not to kill his son. And then God provided the ram in the bush. So he called it, the Lord will provide. You see, he called God by the name of something that he did, the Lord will provide. Basically, that's the God who will provide. And you, if you keep on reading the Bible, you will see that they kept on naming God after something that God did that they could not do. Like, God is my banner. I forgot how that is said in Hebrew. But that's in reference to a God that is a warrior. So each time God came through to somebody, the person gave the name according to what he did. So in other words, God is not God in your life until he does something where you recognize that he is God. And when he does that, he becomes the God that does that. That's why in the Bible you will see many names that people gave him. Because there is really not one name that can fit God. He's a personal, up close to you God. To me, he's Dada. He's Dad. Because he's the Dad that I never had before. I had a father, yeah, but I found out that my father, he needed love himself. So he could not give me love because he didn't get it himself. So God is the father that I never have. So he's Dad to me. And he's up close Dad. And to you, that's the same question I'm asking you. Just like Jesus asked his disciples. He said, who do they say that I am? And what did they start saying? As I said, some say, oh, you are John the Baptist. Some say you are this. But then he asked his disciples. He said, who do you say that I am? He came up close to them. He said, who do you say that I am? Who am I to you? And that's when Peter said, you are the Christ. And he said, only the Holy Spirit could reveal that to you. So you see, He's just telling us, he told us right on that scripture, who do you say I am to you? Am I God to you? Because he's a personal God to your heart. He doesn't want to be a faraway God to you. He wants to be up personal, up close to the point that you give him a name, a loving name, just like a child give his dad a name. Dada, that simple. He wants to be that with you. So when people comes and tell you, oh, his real name is Yahweh, his real name is this, his real, oh, forget all that. God is not after all that. He wants to be God in your life. His real name is the name that you consider him to be in your life. That's the true name of God. There's no secret about it. He's a God of hearts. He's looking into your heart. And he wants to be personal with you. He wants to be close to you. He wants to have a relationship with you to a point that you and him have love names for each other. And you be that to each other. So, who do you think he is? You go and you find the true name of God according to your heart and your relationship with God. Amen. That's all I had to say today. Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. I'm out.